This is Michael Riversong on Tesla's birthday, 2013, in the Philadelphia area with Mano Divina, one of the world's very few professional theremin players. Each year for Tesla Day since 2009, he's performed a concert in the context of the celebrations. And in playing the theremin, he's done a tremendous service to the people who attend these events. So what are the things that you think people should know about the theremin?
That it's the world's first electronic device, instrument ever invented. That it still remains today the only instrument you play without touching or looking at anything. That it is literally pulling musical notes out of thin air. And it is based on a wireless technology that we've come quite accustomed to here in the 21st century that didn't exist. And if I had to throw one more thing on that list, I'd probably say it was the first time somebody thought to make electricity make music. So you put all those things together and you've got quite a historical event with such a beautiful, unusual, and to this day still futuristic instrument.
As you'll be able to hear in other spots on this website, the theremin music can be really beautiful, sometimes haunting, sometimes indescribable to our present faculties. And it is, yeah, the first of a whole new class of instruments. And I personally believe the development of the theremin helped in the development of all the synthesizers.
I agree. I think everything taken from Tesla's oscillators and wireless technology led us to the direction that we're in today, even when we had wires. And I think what the theremin was almost in a way so ahead of its time that it's taken this long, almost 100 years, for people to start understanding and accepting the way the instrument's played.
That's a good point. And so we may see younger theremin players coming up in the future who will do things we never imagined.
We didn't even think of, exactly. The rest of us right now are working on what Clara Rockmore brought to us all. She's the world's only virtuoso thereminist. She's born with perfect pitch. She really led the way for all of us today. But I think the next generation is going to take it to another level and find new uses for it that we didn't even think of yet.
Because the uses I've seen you put it to have a lot to do with the ensemble context, with the Divine Hand Ensemble, and the theremin can float above the rest of the ensemble doing a melody, but then sometimes you have the melody blend in perfectly with everything else and you don't even realize that it's a theremin in there putting out that incredibly beautiful sound.
Yes, and sometimes Monique will sing a different note with me, and between what note she's playing on the violin, what note I'm playing on the theremin, and what note she's singing, we're actually making chords or harmonies against what people are used to hearing with just the solo sound of the theremin. And sometimes we get so good at it, it's hard to pick out who's doing what.
Which is bringing us to a core concept within this podcast, which is the difference between set and infinite instruments. The definitions of those are covered elsewhere. And the theremin is truly an infinite instrument, like the violin, the trombone, and the human voice, and the steel guitar. And as such, it has some unique functions. How do you think the theremin works in that context as an infinite instrument and blending with the other instruments, some of which are set instruments?
Well, I think you already described it best yourself earlier. It's like a voice. And a voice can float, weave, duck under, peek out from the weeds, soar high above, or blend in. And a theremin can do that. Most other instruments, that's up to the player, not necessarily the nature of the sound of the instrument, but not a theremin. Theremin has so much dynamics and so much expression that I think, like the voice, it almost becomes an intangible thing to try to explain how it can use tones and notes to float within other music. So I do think it's infinite. I do think that there's the microtones, which we didn't even get into. When the theremin first appeared, people wanted to write microtonally for it, but didn't. And as of yet, I'm waiting for somebody to do something pleasing microtonally for the theremin.
Outside of India, we really don't know much about composing for microtones.
And we haven't done a very good job in some of the efforts of the 40s and 50s to try to incorporate microtonal music into a melody that maybe Westerners could comprehend a little quicker.
Would you recommend that people going into this type of instrumentation, especially the theremin, get to know something about the raga system of India?
I think it would definitely be helpful, as much as the other side of things, understanding how the piano is laid out. Because if you understand what's not there on the piano, and you listen to the raga, the tintal in particular, the way the system works in music for India, you can really hear the difference between microtonal music and non-microtonal music. And if you're going to play the theremin, you really need to know how to handle the both sides of it.
That's good to know. Well, thank you very much for your time, and you have a very good rest of your career.
Why, thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure to speak with you.